The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Redeemed, rehabilitated, and real entertaining. This is the Carl Jackson Podcast.
All right, welcome to the Carl Jackson Show Podcast on this Wednesday edition. I appreciate you tuning in today. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast everywhere podcasts are found. That includes Apple, Google, Spotify, YouTube, and Rumble, you name it. Follow me on social media, The Carl Jackson Show, wherever I am on social media. I really would appreciate that. And please be sure to support Mike Lindell, a hero, a patriot, in my opinion, that's being persecuted by the left, including the DOJ. But he's been providing American jobs. He's fighting for election integrity. He's fighting for our ability to be able to have free elections. So you can support him. You can support this podcast by going to MyPillow.com. You can click on the radio listener square. If you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Carl. Take advantage of the special that's there for you, for my listeners, with the Giza Dream Sheets, now as low as $29.98, and the Percale bed sheets as well. And those are as low as $29.98 when you use the promo code Carl. So please take advantage of that, or you can give them a call at 1-800-858-0263. Okay, I want to get right into this podcast. There's a lot of news out there today, but I got to tell you, I'm just being honest with you guys. I got to rush to an appointment, so I want to dig into some of the things. Or one of the things that's troubled me and that's bothered me, and that's the recent attack on the senatorial candidate Herschel Walker. Guys, I got to tell you that let me take you back to 2016 real quickly here, when then candidate Trump was running for office, or was it 2015 when then candidate Trump was running for office? I didn't want him. Yeah, I didn't want him. I wanted Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz was my guy. I was ride or die with Ted Cruz at the time. I thought this was the guy that we needed in office. And I'm not saying that Ted Cruz would not have been a great president. I think he would have been a great president. However, Donald Trump was a phenomenal president, far beyond my expectations now. And his last year, I really do think he screwed up with locking down the economy, falling for the Fauci and Deborah Burks heist of his presidency, if you will. But nonetheless, I think he had good intentions, and the left took advantage of those. Now, having said that, we all know when you go back to 2015, he was this immoral, perfect person. That was one of the reasons I was like, I don't know. And this coming from a man who was in myself, who had lived an immoral lifestyle for quite some time until God radically changed my heart. And still to this day, I struggle with thoughts. I do things and say things that I shouldn't. I'm far from imperfect, and I count on my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to make me a better person as I get into his word, as his Holy Spirit convicts me. Let me take that to Herschel Walker. Let me take that to the senatorial candidate, or the senator, Raphael Warnock, at this point in time. Guys, here's what stands before us. Here's what stands before us. There's a choice, and I know you guys have heard the news or probably read some of the news with his son, Christian, coming out and saying, oh, my dad is a hypocritical Christian who happens to be conservative yet, but gay, you know, and he's come out and said, hey, my dad has done this for four babies, four different women, or four children, four different women. We told him not to run. You know, he's a hypocrite. We were scared of him when we were younger, you know, violent and all this kind of stuff. Can Herschel Walker have a change of heart? Can Herschel Walker be repentant? There's news that came out that he may have paid for an abortion in 2009. He adamantly denies it. I don't know if it's true or not. I tend to believe him unless evidence comes out to suggest otherwise. Apparently, there's some check out there. I don't know. Now, having said that, let me talk about my evolution. And I got to tell you, I'm one that held on to Listen, all of these men running for office need to be virtuous. Going back to what John Adams said, this our Constitution is wholly inadequate for an immoral people. So I look at that and I hear that and I'm like, man, we have to have virtuous men. Not saying that men couldn't have sin, not saying that men could be perfect. Men can't be perfect, but men that subscribe to virtue, right? That men that strive for virtue. We've got to have these type of people in office. And then you hear something like, you know, all of the things that Herschel Walker has done in the past. And it's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You know, and you start getting scared. And I can tell you that this is where I was with Trump in 2015. And I turned out to be absolutely wrong because the man's personal life, the life that he once lived, he had turned away from and he began to live a different life. And it showed in his ideological beliefs once he got into office. Now, he doesn't deem himself, or Trump didn't deem himself, and he doesn't now as a conservative. He deems himself as just a common sense politician. Now, going back and forth, Herschel Walker, Senator Raphael Warnock, we've got to know who these people are. All right, so here's the question. Here's the choice that you have before you. Choose. Maybe Herschel Walker paid for an abortion in 2009. I may surprise you to say this. Okay, I'm sorry. It doesn't change what I think about him in the senatorial race one iota anymore. Because what's at stake is the total destruction of this country. You have an opportunity to choose in Georgia. Those of you that are choosing in this race, you have the opportunity to choose an imperfect man in Herschel Walker, or you have the opportunity to choose a man that claims to be a Christian pastor that is a freaking communist. I'm sorry. The choice is very easy. A man who may have paid for one abortion. I don't know. Maybe he's paid for 10. I don't know. It's wrong. It's sinful. I don't suspect he's doing it anymore. He's a Christian now. He's living out his faith. And you have a man that claims to be a Christian that isn't living out his faith, that is willing to go along with votes that continue with the genocide, not just the genocide of Black Americans, but by killing Black babies I think it's like the number is astoundingly like 20 million or something to that effect since Roe v. Wade. So you have a man that may have had or may have paid for an abortion compared to a man that's willing to use your hard-earned tax money to pay for thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands and perhaps millions in the future of dead babies by abortion. Choose. I'm sorry. This isn't hard. When we live in a perfect society, when elections are perfect, when we have maybe two decent candidates, one that isn't a freaking communist, then you would be able to push Herschel Walker to the side and say, you know what? We can do better. We can't right now. I'm sorry. We can't. So I'm going to go for this man that may have paid for an abortion, that undoubtedly had a history that was troubled. No doubt about it. No doubt about it whatsoever. But you have to choose. Am I going to choose a candidate that at least politically is going to align with some of my value systems and make sure that we don't turn into a freaking socialist or communist country? Or I'm going to go with a man, or am I going to sit it out and allow a man that is a straight up, in my opinion, a communist that is going to continue to proliferate abortion across the country? Am I going to allow him into office? I think the choices are pretty clear. I think the choices still stark. I don't think it makes one iota of a difference of who you vote for. Herschel Walker is who you vote for if you're in Georgia. It's really as simple as that. You even have Black people. Listen, the reason why this stuff is, and you knew this stuff was going to come out. For God's sakes, Herschel Walker wrote a book about some of this stuff. All right? So you knew a lot of this stuff was going to come out. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry with his son, the feelings that his son has for his dad. That's not going to affect the United States of America. What's going to affect the entire country is Herschel Walker's voting record when he wins the Senate compared to Raphael Warnock's if he remains in the Senate. That's what's going to affect America. That's what's going to affect all of you. That is what's going to affect our national morality. And this is where I stay. This is where I am. Going from this somewhat, I have to admit, naive view. And that isn't to say that in the future, I do look for virtuous candidates. I do look for as good as we can get, squeaky clean, that fights for the things that I believe in. I mean, I believe in the Josh Hollies. I believe in the Ted Cruzes, of the world, the Mike Lees of the world. These guys appear to be, at least for the most part, squeaky clean, and they have our values. But also at the same time, I got to recognize that their job is to make sure going into this election cycle is that we restore our constitutional system in the United States of America. Raphael Warnock is not going to do that. Ask yourself. This is really simple for me now. And I wasn't there before because personal life mattered to me a lot. Why? Because I think it is a fair argument to say that character does matter. Of course it matters. A person without character, David Harsanyi of The Federalist wrote a fantastic column, The Herschel Walker Abortion Accusation Changes Nothing. He's absolutely right. He writes here, character matters. Those who lie and cheat are also prone to corruption. This is true. This is the way that I think. This is the way that you think. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. They're prone to corruption. And he says here, very good point. And a dishonorable person you agree with can't always be trusted to follow through on their political promises. So you're asking yourself the question, okay, if Herschel Walker has done this, will he behave like this if he gets into the Senate? Will he abandon us? Will he abandon the ideological beliefs which he proclaims or which he professes? I don't think he will. I think he'll stand strong. But here's the other point that David Harsanyi makes. He says, and a dishonorable person you agree with can't always be trusted to follow through on their political promises. Okay, we went through that. Now, the problem is that the honorable politician you don't agree with can be. That's a great, great point. Meaning we can trust that Raphael Warnock, based upon his own voting history, is going to continue to be a Marxist that's in the Senate, is going to continue to take this country down the drain. Where does Raphael Warnock stand on crime? Did he ever support Black Lives Matter? Did he ever support defund the police? Did he do that? Is he responsible? In part for the skyrocketing crime in the United States of America. Okay, he is. Where does Herschel Walker stand? Where does Raphael Warnock stand on the government spending that has put us in our economy in a downward spiral? Three consecutive quarters of economic decline, where people are struggling to put food on their kitchen table. People are struggling to pay for their mortgage and rent. Where does Raphael Warnock stand? Guys, this is a simple choice. I'm with you. I'm not saying this is easy in the sense that we as Christians, as believers, are going to have to get off of our high horse and realize what's at stake. Is communism worse than a man who has a troubled past who may have paid for an abortion? Is perhaps the alleged killing of one baby worse than black genocide? That's the choice. I'm sorry, one baby, 20 million. It's a freaking easy choice. And the left does this, and we're moral. We're perfect. I was there. That was me. Guys, I got to tell you, when I first became a Christian, I struggled in my faith. I mean, there were all types of things that I was trying to figure out, including abortion. I didn't know where I stood. I remember I took someone to get an abortion. I didn't agree with it, but I drove someone to an abortion clinic. I remember later asking God, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Why is abortion wrong? Why is it wrong? I mean, if a lady is in trouble, I believed all the nonsense out there. I was new in the faith. If, and I can remember driving in the car alone by myself. And I would always be listening to talk radio or something, but I turned it down and I just asked God, why is abortion wrong? And then he spoke to me clearly. He spoke to me clearly. Before you were born, I knew you. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. It hit me so hard. It hit me so hard. That's when my views changed as an abortion, but I evolved on those views. I believe Herschel Walker has evolved on those views. David Harsanyi writes this. As far as short of corruption or abuse or negligent homicide, you know, he's going to go for the candidate basically that has ideological decency. He said, I'd prefer that politicians be principled and virtuous and bright and emphatic. But the ideological decency of a candidate's policies is far more important than all that. I didn't believe that a few years ago. And I still believe that character matters. There's no doubt about it. I will never deny that. Character does matter. But we have a system in which you can hold Herschel Walker accountable. Raphael Warnock doesn't believe in our system. So you have a man in Herschel Walker that is willing to be constrained or restrained by the confinements of the Constitution, whereas you have another man that wants to abolish it. Where does Raphael Warnock stand on open borders? What about that? If he's for open borders, if he's voting for Chuck Schumer, I checked 98% of the time, saying nothing about the open borders. Consider what's happening at our open borders, whether it is the rape and the human trafficking, human smuggling of little children, little boys, little girls. Where does he stand on that? Where does he stand on the death and the chaos that the Mexican cartels are creating at the southern border? Where does he stand on China and the fentanyl that's coming through our borders? If he stands for open borders, he stands for all of that. Does Herschel Walker stand for that? No, he does not. I'm sorry. I know this is hard. I know that we want to get on our moral horse, but there is going to be no freaking America if we don't recognize the choice is communism or a constitutional America, where at least we can continue to live out our beliefs, to speak about our beliefs. Raphael Warnock doesn't believe in that. There's even questions as to whether or not he's a Christian. I mean, this is a guy, if you recall, first off, remember Raphael Warnock, a couple of things that he said in the past. Nobody can serve God and the military. This according to Raphael Warnock. He also opposed voter ID laws before denying that he did. He worked with Stacey Abrams to oppose some of these very things. Guys, this is not hard. This is not hard. One of the things that he said, this was a couple of years ago. Actually, this was in 2021, last year. Reverend and Pastor Senator Raphael Warnock, he took to Twitter at the time, Hat Tip Daily Wire, and said, the meaning of Easter is more transcendent than the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Warnock said, and I quote, whether you are Christian or not, through a commitment to helping others, we are able to save ourselves. Huh? In fact, that's not right. We can't. That's not what we believe as Christians. It says here, Warnock's theology amounts to warmed over what's called, I believe it's Pelagianism. It's a 5th century heresy that denied original sin and insisted upon the ability of humans to achieve perfection through free will without divine grace. Now, as Christians, we believe in the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, right? We believe that he conquered death. We believe that he redeemed us, every single one of us, that he took our sins upon his back. And that's the only reason that we have salvation. That's the only reason why we don't have to fear the wrath of God. Raphael Warnock does not believe that. I believe that this guy is a communist. That is my opinion. Let me just talk about quickly where this guy went to school and some of the beliefs, systems that he has. It says here, this is from Family Research Council. This was a couple of years back. Warnock has pastored Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta for the past 15 years and previously pastored churches in New York, Maryland, and Maryland. Ebenezer is the same church where you guys know Martin Luther King Jr. Senior served as pastor. Served as pastor for 40 years and where his son Martin Luther King Jr. served before leading the civil rights movement. Warnock is a graduate. This is what I want you to pay attention to, of Union Theological Seminary in New York City, where he earned multiple graduate degrees, including a Master of Divinity, a Master of Philosophy, a Doctorate in Philosophy. So you guys are saying, okay, so maybe this guy is a choice. Hey, he's a Christian, right? Well, his voting record doesn't prove that out, but also what he was taught at this Union Theological Seminary in New York City doesn't prove it out. Listen to this. Because of the formative nature of the theological training, as well as Warnock's long tenure as a student at the school, it is worth understanding a little bit about the seminary. So although Union maintains that it is, quote, grounded in the Christian tradition, close quote, the seminary abandoned any semblance of orthodoxy decades ago, actually even over a century ago. I'll get into that in just a second. It says, in fact, the student population includes Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, Unitarian Universalists, and those who identify as pagan, quote unquote. Students groups on campus includes Seminarians for Reproductive Justice, Queer Caucus, the Queer Caucus, and a caucus for queer people of color. This is at a Christian seminary, supposedly. The school's liberal-leaning theology is not a recent trend. Here we go. The seminary has been a bastion for liberal theology for over a century. You guys would know this name, a German pastor by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, by chance? Yeah, I'm sure you do. He accepted a teaching position at Union Theological Seminary in 1939, but he left it in disgust. He said, there is no theology here, close quote unquote. He says they talk about blue streak without the slightest substantive foundation and with no evidence of any criteria. The students on the average 25 to 30 years old are completely clueless with respect to what dogmatics is really about. They are unfamiliar with even the most basic questions. They become intoxicated with liberal and humanistic phrases, laugh at the fundamentalists, and yet basically are not even up to their level, quote unquote. This by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. In short, the seminary's progressive worldview is contrary to scripture, the article reads, and the school has been known to encourage and participate in heretical practices. For example, during one chapel service, students confessed to plants. During another chapel service, a ritual to melting ice was performed. Christian political engagement, including part of the pastors, is good and should be encouraged. So political engagement. All right. However, it is critical that pastors and church leaders running for office align with biblical platforms with a biblical worldview. Although Warnock is a pastor, his public statements make it clear that his theology and political views are not in step with a biblical worldview. For example, obviously, he's unequivocally clear that the unborn are human persons. He is unequivocally clear, or scripture is unequivocally clear, I'm sorry, that the unborn are human persons whom God knows. All right, I knew you before you were ever born. However, when responding to reports questions about his stance on health care and abortion, Warnock said that he believes abortion is a human right. He says, for me, reproductive justice, that's what they taught at his seminary, is consistent with my commitment to that. He said, I believe unequivocally in a woman's right to choose. All right, so he believes in the woman's right to choose opposed to the biblical word of God. This is who Warnock is. Guys, I'm sorry, the choice is easy. This guy opposed voter ID laws. This guy said nobody can serve God in the military. That's just silly. Consider the centurion soldier in the New Testament. His views on crime, his views on wokeism, CRT, LGBTQ community, voting with Schumer 98% of the time, the overspending of the federal government, open borders, all of this stuff he has not fought against, so he is for. So you have this choice. You can choose an imperfect candidate in Herschel Walker, or you can choose a communist parading as a Christian in Senator Raphael Warnock. You choose. I think it's pretty simple. Guys, I appreciate you tuning in to this edition of the Carl Jackson Show podcast. Again, please subscribe to the podcast everywhere podcasts are found. Apple, Google, Spotify, YouTube, and Rumble. Also, wherever I am on social media, thecarljacksonshow.com. Take advantage of those deals at MyPillow.com. Support this podcast. Support Mike Lindell. Click on the radio listener square. Enter the promo code Carl to take advantage of the Giza Dream Sheets and the Perkel bed sheets that are on sale for you or available to you for as low as $29.98. Multiple sizes, multiple colors. It's all there for you. Or give them a call, 1-800-858-0263. Guys, until next time, don't grow weary doing good. God bless you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.